For truly the message of the hour has gone forth and will continue to go forth about the cleansing of my bride, the power of the new nature, and those that are in the church but are still part of the world, doing those things that are part of the flesh. This is a valid and true message of the hour, and I will continue in love to teach this as you go forward. But I offer to everyone standing here and to those that are listening in places and those that will be listening in the days ahead, that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, saith the Spirit, is extended to you. Strength and grace to empower you in these hours to come forth in weakness to flesh, as in submission to sin, or weakness to torment, weakness to the things that debilitate the body, to those that are in a fight with the flesh concerning sin. I say to you, do not let Satan or the flesh give you any other narrative, any other parable except one that you are free today, and that I love you today, and that my love is extended to you today, and I desire to wash you, I desire to cleanse you, and I desire to give you the absolute hope that you are free and the faith to walk in that, saith the Spirit of grace. For many times the enemy comes and reminds of past failures. It is through that entrance that he gains more strength in the flesh to carry out continued disobedience. But know that you're loved. Know that you see yourself as an elder in the house of God. See yourself as one that has walked through. See yourself as turning to other young men and other young women and to other men and to other ladies and saying, I walked through this. I see myself free, and I walked through it. See yourself healed of every infirmity. See yourself with more vibrance and more strength and more vitality and more ability of the mind for memory, intelligence, comprehension than ever before. You are not a weak people. If there is any weakness in you, I have not placed it there. If there is any weakness, I will heal you, for I have healed you, saith the Spirit of grace. Get ready for change. Get ready for change. Many would say, Lord, I'll do whatever you ask, but how can I do what I'm doing in my job, in my family, and carry these things out? This is what I said when I said, I will give you the wisdom. I'll give you the wisdom. I will give you the wisdom to know how to live in the midst of revival. When everything changes, allow me to take that which is normal in your life and turn it upside down, not to chaos. Believe me this, in this. Those of you that are settled in peace, when I say change and I say things are going to be different than ever before, I am not speaking of chaos. I am speaking of life and joy and exuberance of serving me in the kingdom like never before. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint, but they shall mount up with wings as an eagle, saith the Spirit of grace. My strength will infuse you day and night. My joy, you will be as Joel's army, that you will walk and file and rank, and you will not perish by the sword, nor will you destroy with the spear. Speak my word over everything, saith the Spirit of grace.